ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
द्रव्याकृतित्वं
द्रव्याकृतित्वं
मुनता व्यक्ति संस्थात्वं
व्यक्ति साक्षी रूप मात्र लिटिल एक्सप्लेनेशन इज देयर दिस इज द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ द एलिमेंट्स हाउ from the sky, the earth, from the earth, the fire, water, everything in that proportion is explained by Sankhya philosophy, how one after another, the form, taste, smell, touch, are appreciated in different objects and differently. It's like some eatable things, the form is appreciated by taste. The flower, the form is estimated by its smelling aroma. So, that is being explained. You can read the purpose.
Every form that we appreciate has its particular dimensions and characteristics. The quality of a particular object is appreciated by its utility. But the form of sound is independent. Forms which are invisible can be understood only by touch. That is, the independent appreciation of invisible form.
Just like the earth. We cannot see, but we can touch. The air passes, it touches our body. We can understand how the air is passed.
Visible forms are understood by analytical study of their constitution. The constitution of a certain object is appreciated by its internal action. For example, the form of salt is appreciated by the interaction of salty taste, and the form of sugar is appreciated by the interaction of sweet taste. Taste and the qualitative constitution are the basic principles in understanding the form of an object.
So, actually everything has got form, and there is, why not, the form of God also. He has got Virat Rupa, and he has got small also Rupa. We have got experience from the Virat Rupa in the Bhagavad Gita. But that is not permanent Rupa. Permanent Rupa of Krishna, Vibhuj Muralila. He has got two hands and playing on flute. That is permanent Rupa. Virat Rupa, as it was shown to Arjuna, it is called Naimitti, under certain conditions, that is not eternal. Advaita Chuti Anadi, Ananta, Anadi, eternal. Vitanul Rupa is described in the Shastra, Vinum Kannantam. Aravinda Dalayata Aksham Varahavatam Samasitam Vudasundaranga Kandatta Koti Kamani Vishesha Sovam Govindam Adipurisham Samangala. The eternal form is Venum Kandantam. Krishna is always playing on his flute. That is eternal form. Eternal pastime and eternal form is in Vrindavan. He does not go anywhere personally, living Vrindavan. Padamekam Nagachit. He is always in Vrindavan. But at the same time, he is everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akilatavu. Although he is always in his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, still he is present everywhere. How he is present? Vrindavan tarasam paramana chaya tarasam govindam adipurisam tamam. He shall have bhutanam vidyate arjuna tishti. He is situated in everyone's heart. He is situated in each and every universe. The universe is created by his breathing. Just like an ishvasukatalamathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnu mahanasayajasya kala vishesh. So, the eternal form is Krishna. But Vishnu, Mahavishnu, who is the origin of material creation, Kala Vishesh, he is the expansion of the plenary expansion of Krishna. Vasudeva Sankarsana Anuruddha Kuddhumna. In this way, he is present everywhere. Anuraniyana Mahatomaniyana. He is bigger than the biggest and the smaller than the smallest. Relativity. Now here, we are a small stature. So Krishna is present in a stature so that we can touch him, we can raise him, we can depart him. Similarly, in other planets, the law of relativity is going on everywhere. Anoraniya mahatma mahiya. So, we have several times explained, bhakti means to engage all our senses in the service of the Lord. The sense of seeing eyes, nose, ears, tongue, hands, legs, everything should be engaged for Krishna's service. All different parts of the body can be engaged. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhaktivicha. Krishna can be served by all our senses according to the direction of the Shastra and Guru, Sadhu Shastra Guru. Just like Ambarish Maharaj, his devotee, you have to follow. Samayindana Krishna, Padaravinda. The senses, the mind is the chief of the senses. And immediately under the mind, 10 senses are working. 10 senses. High knowledge gathering senses, Jnanendriya. And 5 working senses, Karmendriya. And they have got different types of activities. Hands, legs, tongue, ear, eyes. And above these, there is ahankar, false ego in the material world. The 11 senses and the 12th is the false ego. The false ego means, I am thinking I am this body. Then, expansion of body, I belong to this family. I am the husband of this body, I am the father of this body, I am the brother of this body, or I belong to this nation, I belong to this species. This is called 12th conception. It is different consciousness according to different body. And then it is mind. With all these 11 senses, I form an idea of I, and then my possession, mine, aham mameti, janasya mohoyam. This is called illusion, maya. The mind, it is expansion of the mind, different way. Manaso vritti, this is called the characteristic of the mind. There is subtle action of mind, thinking, feeling, willing. And the mind is expanding in hundreds, thousands, millions of ideas in this way and becoming entire. So, when this mind is controlled, the yoga system is for that purpose. Those who are too much bodily concept of life, bodily consciousness, they should practice this yoga, Pato yoga, Ashtanga yoga, so that the mind can be purified. As soon as the mind is purified, then all this expansion into thousands and millions of ideas will be controlled. And the only idea will be Krishna. This is called yoga system, concentration. Jnana vastita yogina, pasyanti yam yogi. dhyanavastitam manasa. The mind is controlled and the focus of the mind is on Krishna or Vishnu. Dhyanavastitam tadadato manasa pasantiyam yogi. Then we can see the effulgence and the localized and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So any system of yoga, Sangharta yoga, Jnana yoga, or Karma yoga is in the lowest standard, and above all, Bhakti yoga. You know, when you come to the Bhakti yoga, that is the perfection of life. Bhakti yogi namanasa sammat pranihiti amale. Bhakti yogi na amala. The mind becomes clean. Chirita darpana majanam. That is the effect of, direct effect of bhakti yoga. Because the mind is now contaminated. And under the creation of senses and sense activities, we are making millions and trillions of ideas and become entangled in that idea. We have to accept millions and trillions of bodies and then go on in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. This is implication. So, purify the mind. That is the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamudra. Jesus Dharpana Mahamudram Bhava Mahadava Nirvata. When our mind is clean, this is Mahadava. This expansion of mental ideas, thousands and millions, that is Bhava Mahadava. Bhava Mahadava. So it is the duty of Guru to get out the disciple from the Bhava Mahadava. Samsara Dava Nalarira Loka Pranayakarinna Dhananam. Karunna, Karuna. So, what is the Guru? Guru has received the Karunna. Karuna means just like the cloud has received water from the sea. Similarly, a guru, spiritual master, receives the cloud of mercy from the ocean of kindness of Krishna. Ganadhanattam. And it is only the cloud that can extinguish the forest fire. Samsara. No other watering system will be helpful. If there is fire in the forest, your fire brigade or buckets of water will not help. It is impossible. Neither you can go there, neither you can render any service by your fire brigade and buckets. Then how the fire can be extinguished? Dhana dhana tam, if there is cloud in the sky and if there is rainfall, then the expansive forest fire can immediately be extinguished. So, that cloud is supposed to be the spiritual master. He pours water. He pours water. Savan Kirtan Jale Karaye Shetra. What is that water? The water is Savan Kirtan. Bhava Mahadagvani, the fire, the forest fire of material existence is breathing continually. So, you have to extinguish it by the rainfall from cloud and that rainfall means Savan Kirtan. Savan means hearing and Kirtan means chanting. This is not you. Tavan Gitam Jale Parayaswacham. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised that Harinama, evil people. In this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform the yoga system. This is also yoga, bhakti yoga. Other yoga system is very difficult to execute. It is not possible. Even if it is possible, it can be possible for one or two persons. But bhakti yoga is so nice that even a small child can practice. You see, practically, the small children, they also taking part in it. Without any education, without any culture, without any knowledge, automatically. Chanting, dancing, taking charanamrita, offering respect to the Vaishnava. Automatically, it is becoming. And that makes his life success. Bhakti yoga is so nice. Salpamapi yaksa dharmasa trayati mahato vaya. Even little bit practice, it will never go in vain. It will be an asset. Pitapunna punya. In this way, just like if you put a one single pipe in the bank deposit, that is your money. It will never lost. And when it becomes a lump sum, the bank asks you to credit to get 100 rupees. Similarly, bhakti yoga is so nice that whatever you acquire, intentionally or unintentionally, even if you neglectfully chant Hare Krishna by imitating others, by joking others, it will have effect. There is a verse in Nishinapura that one Mahavira died calling haram. They say haram, anything against their religion is called haram. So, he was trapped by a boar, and the boars, the pigs, they Mahomedans, they call it haram. So, when he was attacked, he said, haram. So, haram. But it was taken as haram. O Ram. And he was liberated. So it is so nice. Somewhere as a practice, Ha Krishna, Ha Ram, then your life is successful. Thank you very much.